This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever experienced a time in your life when you felt that God was not true to His promises? This happened to a man named Ethan, who penned Psalm 89. He wrote these words.
You have repudiated the covenant with your servant. You have completely dishonored his crown. Lord, where are the former acts of your faithful love that you swore to David in your faithfulness?
God, of course, had not repudiated the covenant he made with David. And so it is with us today. What may appear to be a lapse in God's faithfulness to us is a matter of timing in our limited perspective. Thankfully, we have many testimonies that even when some believers face death because of persecution, they sense God's abiding presence. The facts are, God never promised that we would not suffer because of our faith, but we have been promised that God will not forget our faithfulness in times of trial. He'll never forsake us. Listen to what Peter wrote.
Dear friends, don't be surprised when the fiery ordeal comes among you to test you as if something unusual were happening to you. Instead, rejoice as you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may also rejoice with great joy when His glory is revealed. If you are ridiculed for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
God is indeed true to His Word. So let's remember this principle to live by. We should rely on God to keep His promises, even though it may appear He's not faithful.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.